Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Kuf Ayin. We're holding four lines from the bottom of the Omid on Kuf Samach Tes Omid Beis. But since the Gemara is going to quickly ask a kasha on what we learned yesterday, we have to do a quick chazor of the last few lines. So we'll go back to Reb Shimon Gamliel Omid, about 10 lines from the bottom of the Omid. The Gemara is quoting here from a braisa that we had back on the Omid Aleph. What did it say in the braisa? Reb Shimon Gamliel Omid, Hanuysen Maton al Chaveir, a person gave a matona. Give matan the form of, let's say, a piece of real estate. And how are you coin a piece of real estate? You're going to be coin a bekes of b'shtar b'chazaka. So he gave him a shtar. So he gave him matana, he gave him a shtar. When the person received the shtar, hechzalei is a shtar, he returned it. Question is, was that effective or not? Now clearly, if Reuven gave a matana of a piece of karka to Shimon, and Shimon took it, and then Shimon wrote out a new piece of paper, I hereby reconvey this property back to Reuven, that certainly would work. You can be koina with a shtar. Question is, can you be koina with that original shtar? It's not really a new kinyan, so to speak. It's a reversion. I'm giving you back what you gave me. Does that work? So we have a machloket. Shimon Gamliel says, yechoz matanos. You give the shtar, you give it back to you, and finish. No, the matana blibes, it stays. Unless and until we make a new shtar, or we make another chazek lechazik ukni, we make a chazaka, he gives him money. You have to make a new kinyan. So Gemara asked, my time Reb Shimon Gamliel, and the Gemara was docha the first pshat. We go on to Ella Omer Rabba, which is six lines from the end. He said, be oisi ois niklis b'mesira k'mifligi. The machloikis is, can you be koina oisi ois b'mesira? What does that mean? Oisi ois means the shtar, because you have the oisi ois which are written on a piece of paper. If you just hand over that piece of paper with the wording in it, is that enough? Or do you have to do something more? For instance, Gemara usually talks about a person who owns a promissory note. Somebody owes him money, and now he is selling that promissory note or giving it to a third party. I'm not going to collect. You collect on the promissory note. So do you have to make a separate kinyan or just hand over the note? Is it machloikis? Rabbi says, all you have to do is give that original promissory. Even though the promissory note is from Reuben to Shimon, Shimon will give the promissory note to Levi. And that's enough. You don't need a separate shtar for that shtar or a separate kinyan. Just have it all.
Like a bond.
Exactly. But even though it's not a bearer bond, but it has the same status. But Banam Sabri, no. You got to go make a separate kinyan vis-a-vis that first shtar, and therefore, for instance, write out a second shtar, saying that I, Shimon, hereby convey to Levi the shtar that I received from Reuven. So that's the machlokes, whether it helped or didn't help vis-a-vis giving back the matana. Can I just hand back the shtar? Gesundheit. And if therefore, Oisei is next to Rosir, or do I say no? Machlokes. It's Tanarban. Habol lidoin mishtar b'chazaka. What happens if you have Reuven is sitting in a piece of property and Shimon comes and says, hey, what are you doing? That property belongs to me, to my father, to my grandfather. What are you doing there? So Reuven says to him, what are you talking about? I have two proofs that it belongs to me. Number one, I have a shtar. You gave me a shtar 5 years ago. You sold it to me. You gave it to me in matana. I have the shtar. And even though after three years, I could have tossed the shtar away, because typically people are only careful about the shtars for 3 years, but I held on to it. And in addition to that, I have two edim that can testify that I've been here for the last 3 years. So I have both shtar and chazaka. Okay, so now we're in Bezdin. What does he have to prove? Says Rebbe, nidim b'shtar. He has to prove the shtar. Doesn't have to talk about the chazaka. He just has to show the shtar. Bezin, tibereb. B'shem gomlil, oimer b'chazaka. No. He should go and prove the chazaka. Frank Timor b'maika miflegi. And as Rishbam already tells us, that we're going to have in the Gemara 5 or 6 different potential pshatim. What does Rebbe mean b'shtar? What does B'shem gomlil mean b'chazaka? B'maika miflegi. So what's the machlekes? So he also Rav Dimi Amar. Rav Dimi said it's very simple. So what are we talking about? We're talking about over here that Reuven is sitting in the field. And Shimon was the one that says, hey, what are you doing here? It belongs to me. And Reuven says, no, it belongs to me. Don't you remember you gave me a shtar? Now, normally, how do you write out a shtar? Shimon would write out a shtar. I hereby convey or sell or transfer this property to you, to Reuven. According to this first pshat of Rav Dimi, no. When they agreed to a price, he's buying the property from him. So Shimon said, no, give me your... Reuven said, give me a shtar, showing that it belongs to me. So Shimon says, last time I wrote out a shtar, the scribe, the sofer, charged me $250, and I have to find Edim, the whole business, I'll make life much simpler. All of my shtaris that I had, I bought it 10 years ago, I'm going to hand it over to you. You'll have my shtar, and then that's enough. And anybody's going to go and cause you any problem. Obviously, I'm not going to cause you problems because I won't have the shtar anymore. I'm giving it to you. Anybody gives you a hassle, you got the shtar. So does that work? Because after all, that shtar doesn't say that Reuven is conveying the property to Shimon. That's a property that Zvulun sold the property to Reuven. A deed, exactly. It's a deed indeed. But it doesn't say the new purchaser's name. It says the seller's name. The seller says, I'll give you my deed. It's yours. Does that work? So Rav Dimi says, that's the machloikis. And Shim Gamliel Zavar, Ein Oisin Nasira. It was very nice of him and very genteel and very, that he gave him that shtar. It's beautiful. That does not affect a kinyan. What kinyan do you have to make? You have to make a kinyan chazaka. And therefore, Rishbam says the chazaka that we're talking about is not the 3-year type of chazaka. It's the lake chazek ukni type of chazaka. He's going to have to go and bring Edim that he went into the field and he did some work in the field to go and be koine of the field. Because these documents, they don't work. Even though these documents are totally legitimate. But they don't show that the current owner is his. No, it works. You just have to give the original documents and that works perfectly. Ah, but now we have a problem. Omli Abayim Kain Plukta Lidamar says Abayi to Rav Dimi, you are now arguing with Rabbah. How is he arguing with Rabbah? Because go back to Rabbah that we started off with. Elo Omer Rabbah. The Ois Nik Masir is Kamilia Rishim Gom Liyasabri. Oisi Ois Nik Nisma Masira. And here we say Rishim Gom Liyasabar. Ein Oisi Ois Nik Nisma Masira. Now we don't have a Stira Rebbe in the Rabbanan because it could be Rebbe's a third view. In other words, Rabbanan, I don't know who these Rabbanan are. Maybe it's Rabbi Huda, maybe it's Rabbi Lezer, maybe it's Rabbi Shua, Chbeisish. But Rabbanan say, Ein Oisi is. And the Rebbe says, Ois is Nikmas. So Nishkarai, Nishkakasha, and Rebbe. But there is certainly a steer of Shem Gamliel, Shem Gamliel. So now he is saying, Abaye, to Rav Dimi, you're arguing with Rabba's Pshat in that price. So Omalei, Novatiflik, okay, Rabba's Taka, Grace Gudul, but I'm also no small fry, we're both Amiroiv. So I, Rav Dimi, I'll argue with Rabba. Omalei, I'm not worried about that you should personally feel offended or not offended. You argue with Rabbah. Not my problem is must easily matarza el kibatarza mar. The only way we were able to explain the brisa when the brisa says that kunchim shim gamliel chozer matanasa, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? I'll tell you why. Because shim gamliel holds that the gabi oisis nik masira. So the gabi. So Hechzlo is a shtar, Chos Matosa. The Matona works because all you have to do is return the shtar. Oisis Niknis B'Masir, you don't have to make a brand new shtar, you don't have to make a brand new Kenyan, just return the shtar. Here you're telling me the Kunj Rav Shimon Gamliel, ain't Oisis Niknisir. So your pshat, very nice pshat, but it's not just that you're arguing with Rabbah, you are now resurrecting the original Kasha on that price. Why does Rav Shimon Gamliel hold Choser Matanasa if he holds ain't Oisis Niknisir? Vimkein, Kasha, Shim Gamliel, Shim Gamliel. Elom Rabbi. So Rabbi says, I have a brand new pshat. Put away the pshat of Rav Dimi, new pshat in this machlekes. So remember, we're going to try to figure out what does Rebbe mean. The person who's there in the karka now says, I have two reasons to win. I have a shtar and I have a chazaka. Rebbe says, let's talk about the shtar. Shim Gamliel says, let's talk about the chazaka. What's the pshat? Hachamai Skidin says, Viking going to Nimta Echamehan Korevi Apostle. Ooh. We have a shtar, but then we review the Edom on the shtar, and they're two brothers. Or it's a brother of a Reuven, a brother of Shimon. In other words, it's a karf. Or there's a posel. And he didn't get the if you get a pardon, do you become os posel? Kvashish, right? The Biden pardon. Anyway, bottom line is karf posel. So obviously this shtar is now quite worthless. Look at the mayor of Rablaza Kamifli, the famous machlokes. Rabbi said, look at Rablaza, the mayor of Messir Karsi. You don't need Eid Chassim because when the Torah says by get v'kosav, after v'nasan, it's the ikar is on the v'kosav. The question is, who is the v'kosav? The question is it the Ksiv Seshtar, or is the Chasim Seshtar? Or like the Gemara says, is it Ksav Seif Shaninu, or Chasam Seif Shaninu? Father and son. Chasim Seif and Ksav Seif. You know who says that? Three lines from now, the Gemara is going to say your point. Beautiful. But before we get to that, Reb Lazar says, you don't need Eide Chasim. So the Eide Chasim, I don't care who the Eide Chasim are. Goes on for the Goyim Lamushal, even though Gemara doesn't give that as an example, but it doesn't make a difference. Goyim Sulam, I don't need those Chasim. And so therefore, as long as Reuven can go and bring Eide Mesira, it's kosher. And that's why, says the first man, the Amar, need Mishtar, you can use the Shtar, and don't worry about the Chasim, bring Eide Mesira. Roshim Gamlila Savalak Rameyad, Yom Eide Chasim Akarsi. This Shtar is a Chaspa Ba'alma, it's worthless. Put it in the trash bin. So therefore, how am I going to prove my case? You prove your case with the chazaka. Show that you were here for 3 years. And then we'll know that you are the owner of the property. Freit Gemara, you're telling me that according to Rabbi Lozer, this shtar with the bad edim is a kosher shtar. What did Brother Shai ask 2 minutes ago? If you had no edim, you'd be okay. But once you have Edom, you gotta make sure that these Edom are kosher Edom. Otherwise, the shtar is worthless. So both according to Blasa and according to Reb Meir, the shtar is worthless. So what's the machloikis now between Reb and Shimon Gamliel? Elam Reb Avinah. So Reb Avinah says, you're right, I made a mistake. Or he made a mistake. Hakol moidim shim kosev boy. If we find that in fact that the Edom are Mezuyif, meaning this Mezuyif Mitoicha, that one is a Korav or Apostle. Shu Apostle Kirab Abba, like Rab Abba said, Moidir B'loz Mezuyif Mitoicha, Kuli Amavayt. That's no Shaila. So that Pshat that we just gave doesn't work. But now I have a much easier Pshat. El B'Shtar She'en Alav Klal, Edom Klal. It's a Shtar that has no Edom whatsoever. Nobody signed on. It's a deed which has not been signed, but there were two Edom Asira. Oh, therefore, Kirbaba Loi Nechliku, El Mishtar She'en Olav Edom Klav, the Rebbe Yisrael V'Lo Kirab Lo Zadiyam Edom Asira Karzi. So who needs the Edom Chasima? The only reason why the Rabbanan said put an Edom Asira is because of the Neitikon Oilav. But that's only the Chatchila. L'ma'asa B'diyevet, this Shtar is Kusha V'yusha, even without any Edom Asira, I'm sorry, without any Chasima, and therefore says Rabbi, need the Mishtar. Bring the Shtar into Bezin, bring your Edom Asira, and with that you'll win. Forget about the Chazak. Rav Shem Gamliel said, look at Edom Chasima Karsi. And if there are no Edom Chasimim, this piece of paper is just a piece of paper. So it's gunished. So you want to win the case, you have to go bring the Chazak. The Ibo Yisema, Ichab Nochabshat. But when the Bishar should cost the Kaima coming for you. Oh, the question is, if the other party says, yes, this is a good, authentic shtar, do you need to Mekayim the shtar?
It's a good shtar, but.
Exactly, very, very good. It's talking about a good shtar, but. Now, what was that but? So, in our Gemara, it just says, when the Bishar should cost, right? But the Rishbam fills in the blank that he agrees that this was written. However, he says, but I never consummated the conveyance. Uh-huh. It was written by kosher scribe, by kosher Edom. Signed it, yes, signed and sealed. However, we were never able to agree to the price, or initially...
We never closed.
We never closed for whatever reason. And says, Rishbam li masar tivlach. So where's the shtar? Umi meni nofel shtar. I was carrying the shtar in my handbag, in my briefcase, in my pocket, whatever, and it fell down on the ground, and you found it. I figured, well, who cares if that shtar? The shtar is worthless, you know, we didn't do the closing. Ah, see, it's moidim shtar shekosvay. So therefore, you don't really need to mekayim it, because the other side agrees. Yes, it's a bona fide shtar. He just says that we never closed the transaction. Ah, so now the question is, whenever you have an ir or on a shtar, normally you say, let's go to Bezin, let's get a henpik, let's get an ashrata. Then the Bezin verifies and notarizes and authenticates these signatures. So the Machlokes Rebbe said, Moed B'Shar Shekosei in Tzurich L'Kayim. Since the other guy agrees that this is a bona fide shtar, don't bother being Mekayim it, and therefore, Nidoin B'Shtar, bring the shtar out in Bezin. You agree that the shtar is kosher, unless you have proof otherwise. He has a shtar and you agree that it's a kosher shtar, so we're done. No, you gotta go and be Mekayim the Shtar. And until you Mekayim the Shtar does not It's not worth the paper that it is written on, because I don't know that the Edom are kosher. I don't know that the whole thing isn't just a counterfeit, a fraud. So you got to be mekayimet. What happens if I don't have any divided to be mekayimet? So Rishon Gamliel said, forget about the shtar. Bring Eda Chazaka, and that's also good. You don't have a shtar, you have Chazaka. Frank Timora, you're saying that that's the pshat in the machloik is. Come on in. We heard just the opposite. What do we hear just the opposite? The sanya, we have a brisa. Shnayim adukim b'shtar. Mal va'oim v'shal ihi. V'nof mimeni umetzosoi. V'le va'oim v'shal chohu uperativ loch. So the more brings us, if you remember, the beginning of Shnayim Ochsen. Shnayim Ochsen Metalis. We also talk about Shnayim adukim b'shtar. So you have two people holding on to a shtar. The malva says shaliyu. It's my shtar. And the loiva owes me money. V'nofal mimeni. Umetzosoi, and the loiva found it. It's my shtar. He owes me the money. The loiva oimer shelachohu. Yes, it's a bona fide shtar. It belonged to you. I agree. Uparativ loch. But I paid you. You remember I paid you on the shtar. Why didn't I insist on getting the shtar back? Because you told me you have to go back to the safe deposit box and you have to bring it. You're going to give it to me tomorrow. You can't find it. Blah 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 blah. But you said you're going to give it to me. I paid you. Don't you remember I paid you? So what happens now? Yiskayim mashtar b'chaysam of divi rabbi. Rabbi says that you should go and the Mekayim the Chasimah Yisashtar. Why should Mekayim the Chasimah Yisashtar? Because even though the Loiva says that it's Shulcho, he has a Pesha Osar Pesha Hiter. He's saying the Shtar happens to be a good Shtar, and it's 100%, however, I already paid you. So he's a Pesha Osar Pesha Hiter. To take away that Pesha Osar Pesha Hiter, if the Malva wants to win the case, he has to have independent proof that this is a bona fide shtar. Not because the loive is moide umesvade, his say so. Because if it's based on the loive says, yeah, the pesha osa, pesha itra, I'm the one that says that it's a kosher shtar, but I'm telling you that it's a paid shtar. So therefore, to remove that from the table, the malva should go mimkayim the shtar b'chisamav to be able to win the case to be rabbi. B'shem gomli loimer, yachloiku. No, there's no purpose in doing any kiyum. Why not? Because he already said it's a kosher shtar. I have to go and find Edom, et Abezim, et Anashratim, et Ahempik. He says it's a kosher shtar.
Anashratim, remind me, is...
Anashratim, the same thing as Ahempik.
Same thing.
Same thing as Ahempik. Same thing. I'm just saying it for drama and for musical purposes, but it's really, these are identical. Why is it called Anashratim? So Rishbam says, because they write in the shtar, Anachnel, Chois, Men, Matzah, Ma'ashrim, Es, Shtar, Zend, and the Chasimus, Edom, so Anashratim. Anyways, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Yachloiku. Rav Shimon Gamliel says no purpose in doing Kiyum Hashtar, since both of them Shnayim Adukim Bishtar. It's like Shnayim Oichsim Betales, and then exactly
if they both have to be Adukim. Is it different if they weren't? If the Malva just presented, then they won't even. I mean,
if the Malva presented, the Loiva says it's a kosher shtar.
No, the Loiva says it's not.
But
why does it Adukim? Why does it have to say that they're Adukim Bishtar?
Because we want to get to the Yachloiku. If the Malva is holding it by himself, the Malva wins the case unless the Loiva can bring Edom showing that he paid. Otherwise, Malva has a legitimate shtar. The Loiva says that it's a legitimate shtar. Yes, 100%, but I paid you. No, do you have Edom that I paid? No. Do you have a shoiver? No. You didn't take the shtar and tear it up? No. Okay? Malva wins the case. On the other hand, if the Loiva is holding on to the shtar, why would the Loiva have the shtar?
Right.
He's a paid.
Right.
So where could there be a suffix if they're both holding on to the shtar? The Malva says, I dropped it, it belongs to me. Loiva says, hey, you didn't drop anything, I paid you, it's my shtar. You grabbed hold of it, or I dropped it and you grabbed it. Anyway, so the point is, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, Yachloiku, just like the Shnayim, Oichsin Betalas. Getting back, good. Thank you very much. We ask for Leslie, the Rebbe Hodit Na. Doesn't Rebbe hold what it says in the Mishnah, Shnayim Oichsin Betalas. Oh, the famous Mishnah Shnayim Oichsin. So Yemen Zimit Tzitzim Zem Yemen Tzitzim Zem Yemen Tzitzim Zem Yishom Shem Bapachim Bechetz Yishom Yemen Bapachas Chetz Ya V'yach Loiku. Why doesn't Rebbe agree with that? That's the famous first Mishnah that all kids learn. Shnayim Oichsin Betalas is Yach Loiku. So why Rebbe Shimon Gamliel here says Yach Loiku, but Rebbe says Yiskayim Mashtav HaChaysamach. What's the difference? V'yom Rav Amram Nachman B'mekuyim D'bekal Al-Malay Pligid the Yach Loiku. If the shtar that the Shnayim Adukim boy is Mekuyim, there's nothing to talk about. The Malva says, it's mine, it fell from me. The Leiva says, it's mine, it fell from me. They both picked it up. They're like Shnayim Oichsin Betalas. Just like the You check the talus strands and you say, oh, it's a kosher talus. You see that it says a kiyam on the bottom, so it's a kosher star, so they're both holding on to it. Yachlaik. Keep like Mishainu, oh, the machlaik Mishainu Makuya, there's no handbag on it. Rabbi, somebody Mishar Shakos, like, Tzorach Lekayim, why you gotta be Mekayim it? Ve'i Mekayim Le, and if they do a kiyam with a handbag, guess what? Govi Palga. Then you're right. We're gonna split it down the middle, just like by the talus. Shnaim Oxam Atalus, Shnaim Adukim Bishtar. If it's Mekuyim, Yachloiku. If it's not Mekuyim, be Mekayim it. And once you Mekayim it, you get half. V'yiloi, but if you're not able to Mekayim it, so then, Chas V'almu. Even though the other side says, yes, it's a legitimate shtar, but the other guy is saying, Parati. So he has a Mekuy, it's a Pesha Os, a Pesha Hinter. Rav Shem Gamliel, somebody in Shaykh say, Ain't Tzorach Mekayim, don't bother. He's maskim. No purpose in getting him. V'yachloiku. Oh, so what happens now? So I see that there is a machloikus already from before between Rebbe and Rav Shem Gamliel. The Gabi, this didn't wait for Shasha Kosvay. The problem is, it's just the opposite of what we said over here.
Yeah.
Well, what's the opposite? Because the Iboy said, to go back to the halfway down the arm. The Iboy said, Shasha Kosvay, turn up like Kaima Kamethlegi. Why does Rebbe say, Nin Bishtar? Because he says, Moid Bishasha Kosvay, ain't turn up like Kaima. The Shtar is already Makuyim because the other guy is Moida. So finish. I brought the shtar. If you want to prove the case, you're going to have to go and bring Adam that you paid. Otherwise, I win the case. So that's why Rabbi said, need a mishtar. Shem Gamliel said, no. You got to be Mekayim the shtar. If you can't be Mekayim the shtar, then you have to go and bring in your chazaka. Bring in your 3 years to show that you're in Mochzik. Oh, but in this, now this new interpretation, this new Shnayim Adukim, we say just the opposite. What did we just finish saying now? We said that according to Rabbi, Moid Mishar Shekos it Tzorach Lekayimai, and according to Shem Gamliel, so much what? Ain't Tzorach Lekayimai. See if Reb Shem Gamliel holds Ain't Tzorach Lekayimai. So what do you have to go mitachazoka? Go with your shtar. So now we have a steer, Rebbe and Rebbe and Reb Shem Gamliel. Reb Shem Gamliel, aye, bye bye. So tomorrow Eipach, you have a good point. We're going to have to go and turn around this new Shnayim Och, this Shnayim Adukim Bishtar that we just brought and say Faket. What it means say Faket? That when we started off. That it says he's kai mishtar b'chaysom of divrei Rebbe. That's divrei Reb Shem Gamliel. Reb Shem Gamliel is going to go and say, no, he's kai mishtar b'chaysom of. You do have to have a kiyum, but just like we said now in Arpshat.
Rebbe holds you. I mean, Reb Shem Gamliel holds you need to. It's chas v'alma because you need to mekayim mishtar.
Exactly, and then Rebbe will be holding yechloiku. You don't have to go and be mekayim it because since he's moed b'shar shekos, like ain't tarach mekayim. So just yechloiku. So get a reverse. They might say, no, we don't have to go and be memhapach. Leave it the way it is. And I have a noob shot in the machloikis between Rebbe and Reb Shem Gamliel. This is probably the third or fourth of shot that we're going into. What means levar kamiflegi? Levar means there's sometimes when you say kolamoisiv kreveya, and then Barry always joins and says, Rabbi Cohen, Zachar Lebracha, was still here, we would say kol yasser kenachal dami. In other words, sometimes it's better. Brevity is
soul of wit.
Soul of wit. Okay, very good.
Or less is more.
Less is more. Right. In German, they say the kürzer liegt der Würze. The kürzer means when you're short. Is the Würze. That's the value. That's the worth. So what's shot over here? Who told him to say anything? Legabe tishtar. All he had to go and say is, "We made a chazaka, and I have edim. I have a chazaka for 3 years." By saying, I have a shtar, and I have a chazak, and now you're opening up a can of worms, because the other person had challenged the shtar. Let me see the eidim, do you have a kiyam, and all the rest. So the question is, once he opened up his mouth and he said, I have both shtar and eidim, does he have to prove both if the other side is challenging him? In other words, the other side said, nah, this shtar is worthless, it's good as good. So then, okay, so forget about the shtar. I delete the word shtar in my brief. Forget about it. Let's just talk.
I have Shnei Chazak.
I have 3 years. I have 5 Adam that can come in that were there for all 3 years. They saw me every single day and every single night. Who needs a shtar? No. Rebbe says, since you opened your mouth and said you have a shtar, if the other guy is challenging you, you have to go and rise to the occasion and show that your shtar, in fact, is kosher.
But even if the shtar is defeated, he still has the. If the shtar can't prove it, If the shtar is not conclusive, it doesn't disprove it. The chazaka is still there. The evidence that he was the owner legitimately is still there from the chazaka aspect. So why are we saying you have to now just ignore the chazaka? The years of chazaka is there, and his story is so plausible because I bought it, I have a shtar. Okay, now the shtar has a problem with it, but I certainly have the chazaka, and the guy didn't complain for 3 years. So why is Rebbe saying, no, we're going to concentrate on the shtar because you introduced the shtar? The guy isn't a bucky and shas. He didn't know that the shtar was a problem.
Well, number one, what you're saying is exactly what Reb Shimon Gamliel holds.
Right.
That in Hakanami, you don't have to worry about the shtar. If there's a challenge to the shtar, okay, forget about the shtar. I have my 3 years of chazak. You want to understand Rebbe. So you're going to see shortly on the Amid Beis, there's going to be a machlokes with this in Levarer. Is just a lechatchila deka thing, or it's a bedia, even bedievet. What means lechatchila? That Rebbe says, I'm very sorry, since he challenged your shtar, you're going to have to go and prove the bona fides of the shtar. If he can go and prove it, that's great. If he cannot prove it, the question is that ma'akev bedievet, if at the end he still has his edim on the shnei chazaka? So that we're going to see mitzvah the Omid Aleph, whether this requirement to levar is chaligar mevar, makanish, or even if it's ma'ake b'diavet. So we'll see that in Miyat Hashem shortly. But in the meantime, hach levar kamithli, and the Gemara says ki hod Rav Yisrael Yosef ha'masik be'zuzi b'Rav Abba. Rav Yisrael Bar Yosef said Rav Abba owes me money. Also, the Gemara Yisrael Nafka came in front of Yisrael Nafka. Omer praticha b'fnei ploini or ploini. What are you talking about? I paid you in front of Yankel and in front of Beryl. Don't you remember Monday morning after the daf, I paid you in front of Yankel and Beryl. Omri Yitzchak, Sir Yitzchak Nafcha said, oh, that's your taina that you paid in front of Pliny Pliny. Yavoyu Pliny Pliny Yehidu. Bring Yankel and Beryl here into the courthouse. Go and bring them into courtroom and let them go be made. Omalei, so now said Reb Abba and Ileyosu, Leimemlina, if I don't bring them to the courtroom, you're not going to go and believe me. But Kaimelin, don't we have that famous rule? Hamalvas chaver bi edim, einoi tzarech lebar bi edim. Since there was no shtar, it was only mal bi edim, even though edim is a good tzach. However, there's no requirement that I go and be pareah bi edim. So I'm telling you that I was pareah, and you don't need to be pareah bi edim. You don't have to have any edim. Because just like I have no proof, guess what? He has no proof except
no shtar. It's an oral loan.
It's oral loan, so therefore I don't have to pay with Adam. So it's true. I said, I paid before playing and playing. But what happens if I wouldn't have said it? I would have just simply said I pay. I would win the case. Malach internal part of the item done. Amalei, he told her no, by he kishmaited the mar severely. Oh, over here I hold like mar, meaning like rat. Rav Abba, Rav Abba, Barahava, Rav. Ha'oyim al chaveiroi. Praticha b'fnei ploini ploini tzarech she'avoyu ploini ploini v'yaidu. So this is very interesting. Even though the Mishnah says hamalas chaver be'edim ain't tzarech lepara be'edim, but if you have edim and you said I have edim, bring the edim so we can go and cross examine them and ask them. That's a Yisrael Nafka. That's how I hold. Aha. Okay. So bottom line is that's now the machleik between a Rebbe and a Reb Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe said, since you opened your mouth and you said you have both shtar and chazaka, and the other person is challenging the shtar, bring the shtar.
Bonify the shtar.
Bonify the shtar. That's why he didn't be shtar. So Reb Shimon Gamliel, there's a problem with the shtar. Rebbe said, forget about it. I didn't say a word about shtar. Delete that from the record. Let's just go straight to the chazaka. I am my edim chazaka. That's the machleik. On Malay, so he told him back, I've omer of kiddo marav alochi tiddo Reb Shimon Gamliel. We pass the Reb Shimon Gamliel. What did Reb Shimon Gamliel say? That
the chazaka. Ignore
the star. Ignore the star. He only held lechatchila that you have to be mevare. In other words, since you said you have a star, no me mevare your star. But that doesn't mean that you lose as long as you still have your eighty chazaka.
Right.
So it's true. I said that it has to be in front of that I said that I paid in front of Yankel Beryl. It's true. I said. And Yankel Beryl can't come for whatever reason, or even if Yankel and Beryl come and they say, we don't remember it, that doesn't matter, because, said Reb Shimon Gamliel, you do not have to, you can be nidim b'chazaka, even though he said, I have the two edim, I didn't need to say that, because Amav is clear, b'edim, edim tzarech l'par b'edim. And even Rebbe only said, l'chatchila, since you said it, b'mavare, but not that is the deciding factor. No. I learn levar means that it's taka me'akib b'di'evet. Like the top Rishbam says, kolay me'karevi svir, the whole taka like Rebbe. And v'im le'bir devarav hivsit. If he cannot go and prove his case, even though the masa, he didn't need to say that I did it in front of Eitim. You said I parati, he would have been believed. He said in front of Eitim, I got to be levar. He didn't need to go and say habot ishtar and chazaka. He could rely on the chazaka. You said yav ishtar, you got to be levar. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, bring those Edom to go and show that you paid. You didn't have to say anything, but once you said it, you got a mevar, and if loy, hifsid. So you see that that's what Rebbe holds according to Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha, and therefore that's the machloikis back in the original Braisa. Says Rebbe, didn't Mishtar, you're going to have to prove your case on Mishtar. I'm very sorry, mister. You know, you open your mouth, you have to prove it. Shem Gulia said, forget about Mishtar, just go straight ahead to the Chazaka, and that's it. So we had four or five nice different Shatim, and now we start a brand new Mishnah. And the Mishnah in the Gemara, as you'll see, is Baruch Hashem, very straightforward.
And one small question, it's a side question on one of the answers, one of the questions. If in the case where we're saying that a Osius Nipus from Masira,
yes,
Reuven, Shimon sells his field to Reuven, mm-hmm. and there's a shtar,
mm-hmm.
and
there's no shtar of conveyance.
No, just a real sale, there's a shtar.
Which shtar do you have?
The matana he's giving.
Give matana. This is a shtar. There's Edom on a shtar. Evidence of Reuven giving a field to Shimon, matana, sale, whatever. There are witnesses on this shtar because we said if the witnesses turn out to be karov or pusel, then there's a problem. At the time of the signing of that shtar, the witnesses were not related at all to Reuven or Shimon. They were you know, arm's length,
mm-hmm.
strangers.
Only subsequently.
But now, when Levi has this...
They have that case.
And now, I'm trying to remember now, that's my point.
Yeah.
Now Levi has it, now one of these witnesses is now a Karov. Does that undermine the value of that shtar?
So the Umar, if you recall, Umar said earlier that what happens if one of them becomes a chosin subsequently.
Right, right.
So now he happens to be a karev.
Right.
So does that undermine it, as you said?
Yeah,
and the Gemara says that even though you cannot rely on the shtar, because he's no longer...
Just a fremda.
He's a fremda. We can't rely on the chasimis themselves. If the chosin says, this is my chasima, and the other guy says, my chasima, that is not good for kiyum purposes. What you have to do is bring other edim to go and say, this is the chosin signature, and that this is the other guy's signature. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand. If the chosin himself says it, you don't believe him. And now you have a derivative, two edim coming and saying that's his signature, that's good. The Gemara says the reason is because it's not that there's a psul ne'emonus, but it's a gezeira sakosin. That's the raya is what happens. You have Moshe and Aaron testifying for there.
My question is not about that. It's about the so in the case of the chassan, the guy becomes the son-in-law now.
Yeah, that's right.
Now he's the
from this point on he's possible. He wasn't possible until
right.
Now,
right.
That's fine.
We're starting a new mission.
So let's go back to that a little bit after we finish the class, and we'll go back to that.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
No problem.
I didn't want to interrupt.
You're doing fine.
Just in time.
Start a new Mishnah. Look to Mishnah. Misha para miktsas choyfa.
Not a Misha para curse.
Not the same Misha para. You have over here a Reuven and Levi, Malvin Loive, and the shtar said $100. And guess what? He comes to maturity date, he says to the Loive, no, pay. And you think the lady had $100 to pay him? No. If he had $100, he wouldn't have borrowed the money in the first place. But he says, I have $50. I'm going to give you $50. What about the other $50? Give me 6 more months. Mitch, I will give you the other $50. Okay. You see, he's an honest fellow. Give him the $50. You know. He didn't deny anything. I just don't have the funds. So now what happens with the shtar? Now this shtar says on $100. Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be on my team. See, a machloek between the Yehuda and the Avada, we have it.
Escrow.
This is the shoiver issue. You write a shoiver, don't you shoiver? Why wouldn't you write a shoiver? Because of the
Achbarim.
That's a Mishnah. This is the Ishas Sugya that we've had a number of times. Anyway, so Mishbar Mikhtas Chayv. He paid off half of it. So, of course, the Loiva would want to go and destroy the whole shtar. Otherwise, the Malva can go and collect, you know, the extra $50, the entire amount. So, Yehuda Omer Yachlif. You know what? Go to the Edom that signed the first shtar and say to those Edom, when was this shtar dated? Oh, a year ago, back in Kislev, Tovshin, Pei Dalet. It's a year later, the maturity date has come and gone, he's paid $50, Adam, do us a favor. We're going to go and tear up the original shtar, and Yachlif, write a brand new shtar for last year's date. Don't put it to the current date.
Because
of the kuchos, and you'd lose all of the guarantees, all of the liens on all of the properties. So therefore, let's go write the original date. But instead of $100, write it for $50, you know. You're the same guys that signed a year ago, you'll sign a new shtar today, $50, last year's date. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Yichtuv Shoifer. Don't do anything with the shtar. Leave the shtar in the hands of the Malve. I, the Malve, will be able to collect $100. Write a second shtar now for the Loive, which will say, receipt from the Malve that you received $50. Right? So you have two answers, right? Either Yachlif, the original shtar, or you write a new shoiver and you give it to life.
We had to give it to a third party.
That's another eitzah, right. But that's not the eitzah of our Mishnah. The eitzah of our Mishnah is because if you give it a third party, he says, I'm going to go and pay
it. Right, so it's
that,
a smach to kind.
A smach to kind, right, kind, exactly. Right. So that was the earlier Mishnah. Now, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not happy with the idea of writing a shoiver. And he says, Nim tzeh tzarech liyosh shoimer shoiveri min achbarim. This loiva has a whole bunch of financial worries and concerns. He can't pay his rent, he can't pay for his groceries. Come, he's able to go and pay 50% of this loan. Now you're going to add another headache to him. He's going to have to hold on to the shoiver. Because if he loses this shoiver, because the achbarim snatch it away or eat it or whatever the achbarim do with the shoiver, guess what? The other guy, the malva, still has the full shtar of $100, and he could either purposely or forgetfully ask for the $100. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says, my eitz is much better. Yachlif, take the original shtar, tear it up, and give him a new shtar. Amalei Rabbi Yossi, kach yofaloi, v'lo yeira koichoi shol zeh. Rabbi Yossi says, it's a wonderful idea that the loiva has to watch this shoiva min achbarim, because then there's going to be a subtle pressure on him to go and pay off the loan. Why? Because if this shoiva gets lost, I'm going to have to pay again. I'm going to have to pay a full 100 instead of 50. Let him feel a little bit of that subtle pressure so that he'll make sure that in 6 months from now, he'll have the other $50 and pay it off, and he won't have to worry anymore about this loan. So therefore, this is good. Let him have a shoiver and let him have to worry and know that there's this $100 shtar out there lurking in the background. Okay, how do we pass it? Yovi HaKosov HaShlishi VeYachriya Beinem. Rav disagrees with both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. So what does he hold? I'm Rafuna Marav. Ain't Allah like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yossi. Ella Bezin Mekaren Eshtar VeKoysen Loishtar Acher Mizman Rishay. That sounds very similar to what Rabbi Yehuda said. Yeah. Only difference is by Rabbi Yehuda, we didn't do this under the auspices of Bezin, but rather we just told the Edom themselves. Adam, Yankel, Merab, you signed the shtar a year ago. Sure, this is our John Hancock. We're going to tear up the shtar and write a brand new shtar from last year, so he shouldn't lose any of the liens. You have no problem, says Rav. No, you can't do that. Bezin has the authority to do that because of the classic rule of
Hefker, Bezin,
and Hefker. So they can do whatever. They can write an old shtar, new shtar, whatever they want to do. However, to Adam, they don't have that authority to go and write new shtaris with last year's date, Mizman Rishon. They can't do that. So therefore, although Rav is very similar to Rabbi Yehuda, he has a fundamental disagreement vis-a-vis, can the Edom do it on their own, or do you have to have a Bezin involved? If Rav would know of the price that we're going to learn right now, he would not have said his halacha. Because the Braisa is very, very clear. What does the Gemara mean to say? Because in our Mishnah, when the Yehuda said Yachlif, he didn't say that Edom teared up and we're going to give him a new shtar. He just said Yachlif. Theoretically, maybe that's what Rabbi Yehuda held, just like Rav. Right. And so therefore, if he would have heard of the following Braisa, he would have seen that Rabbi Yehuda Taka means Edom, 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 and not Bezdin, and he might have agreed. Sanya ate the Makarmas Ishtar. Aidim. The Koysal Ishtarach and you write out a brand new Ishtar Misman Rishon from a year ago. So had Rav been the beneficiary, seen that price, Abahadabay, he would have changed his mind. Amalais, he told him with all due respect, Shmile, Rav knew of that price. Valeadabay, and he did not change his mind. why is there taka nafkamina between a bez and a mekim? Because bishlam beidina alimu lafkuyim a minor. Bezin can do that. They can tear up shtaris. They can write new shtaris. They can write a new shtar from last year, and the person will be able to continue collecting for the old lien. Al eidim she'asu shlichusan. The eidim were asked a year ago, please sign on the shtar. They did it. Choizim o'ish shlichusan. Who gives them the right now to repeat the shlichus a year later? Avada to write a new shtar is no problem. You can tear off the old shtar, and then the eidim are going to go and say, he still owes him $50 from today. That's no issue. But to go and write a shtar from last year, that's what the shtar mukta. And you're going to say, yeah, but legitimately there was $100. Fine, a bezin has the right to go and do things like that. But for private individuals to go and tear off shtars and write earlier dates, and then you have liens from a year ago.
It doesn't pass the smoke test.
Oh. And so therefore, that's why Rav respectfully disagrees. Frank Timur of Aloy, Edom can go and do something like that. The same Rav said, Edom koisen afila asorish stories al soda achas, that Edom can go and write even 10 stories on the same soda.
Do you mean yesterday you don't write 2 stories on the same soda?
How did Rav argue with the Mishnah?
He said, Bezdin.
Yeah, I understand, but how can he argue that he's a 2 Tana?
He's a Tana.
Oh, you know who else says that he's a Tana? Rejbam says the same thing, Tana who Palik, and therefore he's able to go and disagree with both of them. These state this in the Rejbam. Oh, see the Rejbam here on the Amid base, Kofayin Amid base, third wide line. The Koysel Ishtar Acher. So what did Yudam Rav say? What does that mean? So look parallel to our Gemara. Please write me new shtar. I forgot. I lost my shtar. Each time he comes back, an absent-minded professor, he forgot again and again and again. So he write again and again and again. What did we say about yesterday? If you remember yesterday, we said that you can write a new shtar, but make sure you write it shalelu gavayna, that I cannot go. There's no achrayus, no money back guarantee.
Right. It's not collectible.
Not collectible, but otherwise you can write it. So what do I see from all of this? I see from this, Eidim koisvim. I don't need Bezdin to do it. Even Edom can go and write that. No, didn't you just say, according to Rav, that Edom don't have that right? Edom Shoshlichusan, can they write again? The Bezdin can go and do that. They have the right, Alim Lafkuim Amayna, because of the din of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. But how can Edom do that? That's what Rav said. The same Rav said. The same Edom, you don't need Bezdin, the same Edom can go write 1 star, 2 star, 10 star rights.
So it's not collectible, but it's correctable.
Psh, wow, that was Givaldi. Anyway, so you remind me of my wife's Zangizant. What did she say? She had a Chinese professor. And the Chinese professor speaking in English, but he didn't have the best of pronunciation. Uh-huh. So then he was teaching a math class. Mm-hmm. And in the math class, how do you do it? You do it this way, that way. So he would often go and say, that is the long way. So the Olam didn't understand the long way, that you can do it much shorter. Or is it the wrong way? Long way, long way, long way, long way. People would ask, what did you mean? I told you, it's the long way. It's the long way. So does that mean that's wrong? Or just it's long? So the same thing. Is it correctable? It's collectible. So come on. Good. Anyway, getting back to our
Gemara. Sorry.
No, you did fine. Rav Yosef Omar, so we have Akasha now. We have the stira between Rav and Rav. Here Rav says, Eidim Shveidim, you need a bezin. And there Rav says, no, Eidim can write out even 10 shtaris. Everything more tutoritim. Maybe also Omer Bishtar Matar, but Rav Omer Bishtar Shein Boyachrais. What the Gemara is basically telling us is that the reason why the Eidim can write the 10 shtaris is because these are all shtaris which are not collectible anyway. There's no achrais. Every shtar, achrais to a seifer. Yeah, that's why Shtar Mecher. You're doing Shtar Matar. Reuven gives a karka to Shimon as a matan. He gives him a shtar, he's coined it. Now what happens if somebody takes it away? You know, you didn't pay for it, I gave you a matana. There's no money back guarantee.
Yeah, there's a money back guarantee. You gave money, you gave no money, you get no money back.
Exactly right. So that being the case, that's why you can write a sorry shtar. Normally, that it couldn't. Because of your kasha, we said yesterday, you collect twice. Right. Oh, so he didn't write the the non-collection words and
the headline on it.
The headline on it. You don't need to. For Rabbi Omar Bishtash Ein Baichrayis. It's talking about that it was a mecher, but the mecher was expressly without a chrayis. In other words, normally the property would have cost $100. Since I'm not giving you money back guarantee, somebody might take it away. Presumably there'll be a major discount, so we'll only have to pay $50. Or whatever. So since it's a shtar shein baichrayis, you can write another shtar, another shtar, another shtar. Good. So bottom line is we fe'enfet the stira
Rav
on Rav. Now, all we're going to do now is the Gemara quoted this price here. If you have heard this price, the sign, he might have changed his mind. And the Gemara said, no, he would not have changed his mind. But we only cited three lines of a price which is a little bit more extensive. So we're just going to go through the price, which is very straightforward. And it's going to amplify on these two, three lines that we had on the Amud Beis. Frank, you want my price? Of what price are you referring to? The sign. Harin Shanoishin by Elif Zuz. He was alone. Until now, he had very small hasogas, which were $100. Bigger, sir, $1,000 loan. Whoa, $1,000. Oh, borrow me in Chamish Meizes, and he paid up 50%. What do we do now? So, what did Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah? Yachlif. I don't know what Yachlif means. Oh, the Braisa spells it out. Eidim Akarnas Hashad. This is now we're quoting word for word the Braisa from the Amud Beis, right, from the last two lines. Eidim Akarnas Hashad. Because the Hashad, Achim is Manrish. That's Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. That's why he said, if Rav would have heard from the Braisa, not just Yachlev, but Adam can go do it, he would have changed his mind. Rav says, I'm not changing my mind. Need a best. Anyway, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shtar Zehe Munach Bim Koimai. Leave the Malva with the $1,000 Shtar. Yichlu Shoiver. And give a Shoiver to the Loiver. Ubnei Shnei Dvorim Omru Koisin Shoiver. There are two good reasons why. Achas Kedesh Yokef Lepoiroi. This will give subtle pressure. There's $1,000 shtar out there, and you already paid $500. You know, mister, you better. If we had torn up that shtar, I figured anyway, I owed the $500. Okay, so there's a shtar of $500. But the shtar of $1,000. Oh, so this will be subtle pressure on him. That's one svara. If you're going to tear up the shtar, we can have a problem. We're going to have to write today's date, and then you lose all those liens on all the mishubadim. Tourists. Were you listening, Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yehuda said, what are we going to do? Mekarnes Hashtar. Because Hashtar Achem is Man Rishon. So why is he adding? Yeah, to be able to be Koivim is Man Rishon, leave the original Hashtar. That's what Rabbi Yehuda also said. Tear up the original, write a new one, Mizman Rishon from last year's date. So why is Rabbi Yossi saying that the two reasons? Says, Yimor, you're right. How can come to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not sure what you were saying. Im is Manrishin Kamris, if you're telling me that we can rewrite the shtar for 50% from last year, then I only have one argument against you, and that argument is, better give him a shoiver and leave the original document outstanding. So this will be subtle financial pressure. He has to go and shtel tzu and pay up the second installment. If you're telling me you tear up the old shtar and you write a brand new shtar from today's day, then I have two machloikis, and I have two arguments why that's not right. Number one, I don't want you want the financial pressure on the other guy, on the shoiver. And number two, because if you're going to write it, as Mancheni, he's going to lose all the liens from last year, on the kuches, from last year to this year. And with this we conclude, and therefore we have a three-way machloikis. Can the Adam write a new shtar, tear off and write a new one? Do you give a shoiver? Or says Rav, no. What you have to go and do is, do it under the auspices of Bezin. That is permissible, but not Adam on their own. So with this we conclude. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and then we get to your question.